You're listening to Valley Free Radio, WXOJLP 103.3 FM in Northampton. Welcome to Connecting the Notes. Tonight on the show, we will be looking at the man commonly referred to as the godfather of rap. He is spoken word soul performer, poet, author, and musician, Gil Scott-Heron.
Be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on report from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
The Revolution Will Not Be Televised by Gil Scott-Heron. That version was recorded in 1971 and appeared on Gil Scott-Heron's second record, Pieces of a Man. Gil Scott-Heron was born on April 1st, 1949 in Chicago. He soon moved to Jackson, Tennessee, where he was raised by his grandmother and was one of the first three black children to integrate an elementary school near Jackson. He moved to the Bronx in his teens and later lived in the neighborhood of Chelsea, New York. By 1968, Scott-Heron published his first novel, The Vulture, and enrolled at Lincoln University in Pennsylvania. It was Bob Thiel who encouraged Gil Scott-Heron to explore music as an outlet for his writing. Bob Thiel had produced John Coltrane, Charles Mingus, Dizzy Gillespie, and Albert Ayler, among others. He also co-wrote Louis Armstrong's What a Wonderful World. They released his first record, Small Talk, at 125th and Lennox, on Flying Dutchman Records in 1970. It was recorded live and consisted of Scott-Heron reciting his poetry over bongos and conga.
A rat done bit my sister Nell with Whitey on the moon. Her face and arms began to swell and Whitey's on the moon. I can't pay no doctor bills, but Whitey's on the moon. 10 years from now, I'll be paying still while Whitey's on the moon. You know, the man just upped my rent last night because Whitey's on the moon. No hot water, no toilets, no lights, but Whitey's on the moon. I wonder why he's upping me, because Whitey's on the moon. Well, I was already giving him 50 a week, and now Whitey's on the moon. Taxes taking my whole damn check. The junkies make me a nervous wreck. The price of food is going up. And as if all that crap wasn't enough, a rat done bit my sister Nell with Whitey on the moon. Her face and arms began to swell, and Whitey's on the moon. Was all that money I made last year for Whitey on the moon? How come I ain't got no money here? Whitey's on the moon. You know, I just about had my fill of Whitey on the moon. I think I'll send these doctor bills, air mail special. To Whitey on the moon. This is just like listening to a conversation being held by the many people who congregate on one of the most popular blocks in the largest area of Black America. Did you ever eat cornbread and black-eyed peas or watermelon and mustard greens? Get high as you can on Saturday night. Go to church on Sunday to set things right. Listen. I seen Miss Blake after Willie yesterday. She'd have killed anybody who'd have gotten her way. Hey, look, I got a TV for a pound on the head. And Jimmy Jean got the best Panamanian red. Nah, I ain't got on no underclothes. But the hawk got to get through this gypsy rose. I think Clay got his very good points. You say a tray bag with 13 joints? Who cares if LBJ is in town? Up with Stokely and H-Rap Brown. Well, I don't know if the riots is wrong, but Whitey been kicking my ass for too long. I supposed to, baby, but they held my pay. Did you hear what the number was yesterday? Junkies is all right when they ain't broke. They leaves you alone when they high on dope. Damn, but I wish I could get up and move. Shut up, hell, you know that ain't true.
Gil Scott Heron had completed his first collection of poetry by the age of 13. He followed up that record with 1971's Pieces of a Man. It was his first studio effort and was once again produced by Bob Thiel. He is backed by session band Bernard Pretty Purdy and the Playboys, as well as Ron Carter on bass and Brian Jackson on piano. Gil Scott Heron met Brian Jackson at Lincoln University, and he would go on to become a longtime collaborator with Gil. Here are a couple cuts from Gil Scott Heron's Pieces of a Man.
Jagged jigsaw pieces tossed about the room. I saw my grandma sleeping with her old straw broom. She didn't know what she was doing. She could hardly understand. That she was really sweeping up pieces of a man. Saw my daddy meet the mailman, and I heard the mailman say, now don't you take this letter too hard now, Jimmy. They've laid off nine others today. But he didn't know he was saying, he could hardly understand. That he was only talking to pieces of a man. I saw the thunder and heard the lightning.
and felt the burden of his shame. And for some unknown reason, never turned my way. Pieces of that letter were tossed about the room, and now I hear the sound of sirens come knifing through the gloom. But they don't know what they are doing. They could hardly understand. That they're on the arresting list. Pieces of a man. I saw him go to pieces. I saw him go to pieces. He was always such a good man. He was always such a strong, strong man. Yeah, I saw him go to pieces. I saw him go to pieces. We'll be right back.
Home is Where the Hatred Is by Gil Scott-Heron from his 1971 album Pieces of a Man. You're listening to Connecting the Notes, and we'll be spending this whole hour on Gil Scott-Heron. Visit us online at connectingthenotes.com. You can listen to this show again and get a full set list from what we're playing. One of the biggest influences for Gil was Langston Hughes, a poet, playwright, columnist, and novelist prevalent during the Harlem Renaissance. Here are two of Langston Hughes' poems. The first one is being read by Howard Zinn and is titled Columbia. The second one is titled The Negro Speaks of Rivers.
Langston Hughes, some of you may know his work, great African-American poet, Langston Hughes, wrote a poem called Columbia. Columbia meant, for him, this country, the United States. You know, as Columbia has, you know, Columbus, Columbia, and that's us. He was addressing Columbia. He said, "My dear girl, you really haven't been a virgin so long. It's ludicrous to keep up the pretext. You're terribly involved in world assignations, and everybody knows it. You've slept with all the big powers in military uniforms, and you've taken the sweet life of all the little brown fellows in loincloths and cotton trousers. When they've resisted, you've yelled rape. Being one of the world's big vampires, why don't you come on out and say so, like Japan and England and France and all the other nymphomaniacs of power?"
I've known rivers ancient as the world and older than the flow of human blood in human veins. My soul has grown deep like the rivers. I bathed in the Euphrates when dawns were young. I built my hut near the Congo, and it lulled me to sleep. I looked upon the Nile and raised the pyramids above it. I heard the singing of the Mississippi when Abe Lincoln went down to New Orleans, and I've seen its muddy bosom turn all golden in the sunset. I've known rivers, ancient, dusky rivers. My soul has grown deep like the rivers.
The Negro Speaks of Rivers and Columbia, both poems by Langston Hughes. Gil Scott-Heron continued collaborating with Brian Jackson through the 70s and into the 80s. Brian Jackson is a keyboardist, flutist, composer, and producer. He can really be heard on the song The Bottle, released in 1974.
Oh, uno, dos, uno, dos, tres, cuatro. That black boy over there running scared, his old man in a bottle. He done quit his 9 to 5, he drank full time, and now he's living in a bottle. See that black boy over there running scared, his old man got a problem, and it's a bad one. He ain't done pawned off damn near everything. His old woman waiting to bring for bottle. Man tried to help her, she cussed him out and hit him in the head with the bottle.
There's people showing up in the bottom. Give another good example. You see that jet in a wrinkled suit? Ain't nothing damn near blown his cool to the bottom. He was a doctor helping young girls along. If they wasn't too far gonna have problems. But the offenders of the Dollar Eagle said, what you doing, man? Illegal. Now he's in the bottle. And now we watch him every day. He's trying to chase the prisons away from the bottom. He turned to me, he said, dip my hat now. Don't you think it's a crime? The way time after time friends of mine in the bottom. There's people showing up in the bottom. Come on, hit it a lick one time, Steve.
Gil Scott-Heron with 1974's The Bottle. He wrote inside that album, at the end of 360 degrees, winter is a metaphor, a term not only used to describe the season of ice, but the period of our lives through which we are traveling. In our hearts, we feel that spring is just around the corner, a spring of brotherhood and united spirits among people. Everyone is moving, searching. There is a restlessness within our souls that keeps us questioning, discovering, and struggling against a system that will not allow us space and time for fresh expression. Western Iceman have attempted to distort time, extra months on the calendar, and daylight saved what was Eastern Standard. We approach winter, the most depressing period in the history of this industrial empire, with threats of oil shortages and energy crises. But we, as Black people, have been a source of endless energy, endless beauty, and endless determination. I have many things to tell you about tomorrow's love and light.
From the Indians who welcome the pilgrims, and to the buffaloes who once ruled the plain, like the vultures circling beneath the dark clouds looking for the rain, looking for the rain. Just like the cities that stagger on the coastline, in a nation that just can't stand much more. Like the forest buried beneath the highway, never had a chance to grow. Never had a chance to grow. And now it's winter. Winter in America. Yes, and all of the hills have been killed. Sent away. Know it's winter. Winter in America. And ain't nobody fighting, 'cause nobody knows what to say. Save your soul, Lord knows, from winter in America. The Constitution, a noble piece of paper, with free society, the struggle, but they died in vain. And now democracy is ragtime on the corner, hoping for some rain. It looks like either hoping for some rain. And I see the robins perched in barren treetops. They're watching last-ditch races marching across the floor. But just like the peace sign that vanished in our dreams, never had a chance to grow. Never had a chance to grow. And now it's winter. It's winter in America. And all of the hillers have been killed or betrayed. Yeah, but the people know it's winter. Lord knows it's winter in America. And ain't nobody fighting, 'cause nobody knows what to say. Save your soul from winter in America. Nobody knows, nobody knows.
Winter in America by Gil Scott Heron. His longtime collaborator Brian Jackson wrote a poem included in Winter in America's liner notes. It's called The Nature of Retribution and reads, "Look at trees. They don't bother nobody. Let folks burn them, cut them, paint them, and use them. But they don't bother nobody. That is, till money. But, like, whose fault is that?" Next up, we have Gil Scott Heron performing Black History and the World, followed by Washington, D.C. on March 12th, 1985. If you'd like to discuss Gil Scott Heron, the number here is 585-1033. We appreciate your phone calls. And here is more Gil Scott Heron.
We did a poem about Black history to try and explain what we thought had happened and what was wrong, therefore, with Black history. Said I was wondering about our yesterdays and started digging through the rubble. And to say the least, somebody went to a hell of a lot of trouble to make sure that when we looked things up, we wouldn't fare too well. And we would come up with totally unreliable pictures of ourselves. But I compiled a few facts I could, I mean, such as they are, to see if we could shed a little bit of light. And this is what I got so far. First, white folks discovered Africa and claimed it fair and square. Cecil Rhodes couldn't have been robbing nobody because, hell, he said there wasn't nobody there. White folks brought all the civilization. They said, wasn't none around. They said, how could these folks here be civilized when you never see nobody writing nothing down? And just to prove their suspicions, that didn't take too long. They found out there were whole groups of people running around in plain sight with no clothes on. That's right. The women, the men, the young, and the old, the righteous folks just covered their eyes. And no time was spent considering the environment. They just said, hey, this here, this ain't civilized. And another way they knew the folks were backwards, or at least this is how we were taught, is that unlike the very civilized people of Europe, these black groups actually fought. And yes, they had some crude implements, and yes, there was primitive art. And yes, they were masters of hunting and fishing, and courtesy came from the heart. And yes, there was love and medicine, religion, intertribal communication by drum, but no papers and pencils and other utensils, and hell, these folks never even heard of a gun. So this is why the colonies came, to stabilize the land. Because the dark continent had copper and gold, and the discoverers had themselves a plan. They would discover all the places with promise. You didn't need no titles and deeds. And then they would appoint people to make everything legal, to sanction the trickery and the greed. And back in the jungle, if the natives got restless, well, you call that guerrilla attack. And you never describe somebody might have got wise and decided to take the fight back. But still, we're victims of word games. Semantics is always a bitch. Places once called underdeveloped and backwards are now called mineral rich. And still it seems that the game goes on with unity just beyond reach. Because Libya and Egypt used to be in Africa. They've been moved to the Middle East. There are examples below, I assure you, but if interpreting were left up to me, I'd be sure every time folks knew this version wasn't mine, which is why it is called his story, Black History.
Think you've heard it all, there comes a little bit of more or something. When you hear it, it's gonna keep you grooving, sing. Symbols of democracy pinned up against the coast. Outhouse of bureaucracy surrounded by a moat. Citizens of poverty are barely out of sight.
Overlords escape near evening, the brothers all the night. Morning come and bring the tourists any rubber next time. Perhaps a glimpse of the cowboy making the world a river's red. It's the best of irony for all the world to see. It's the nation's capital, it's Washington, D.C. See, it's the nation's capital, it's the nation's capital, it's the nation's capital, it's Washington, D.C. May not have the glitter or the glamour of L.A., may not have the history or the intrigue of Bombay. When it comes to making music and sugar making news, people who just don't make sense and people make it new. It's a ball of contradiction full of different ways between the folks who come and go and the ones who got to stay. It's a mass of irony for all the world to see. It's the nation's capital, it's Washington, D.C. See, it's the nation's capital, it's the nation's capital. Talking about the capital in Washington, D.C. It seems to me I spent a lifetime, live one night with a ball 14 speed. Woo! It makes me feel like it's always right on time. Cause them people have shown up and good to me. Didn't make but one second enough. It's the nation's capital. It's the nation's capital. Talking about the capital in Washington, D.C. Symbols of democracy pinned up against the coast. I'll have some bureaucracy. A boat. Citizens of poverty are barely out of sight. Overlords escape near evening, the brothers on the night. Morning come and bring the tourists, they ain't from the next time. Perhaps a glimpse of the cowboy making the world a new respect. It's a mess of irony for all the world to see. It's the nation's capital, it's Washington, D.C. It's the nation's capital, it's the nation's capital. Talking about the capital in Washington, D.C. It's the nation's capital, talking about the capital. Feeling kind of capital in Washington, D.C. It's the nation's capital, showing up said it's capital. Punishment is capital in Washington, D.C. Better to
few interesting musical nuggets from Scott Heron's recording career. He was the first artist signed to Clive Davis's Arista Records in 1975. He's also worked with producers Malcolm Cecil and Nile Rodgers. Rodgers was in the band Cheek. They're known for that song that was sampled in Sugar Hill Gang. And Cecil produced the likes of Billy Preston, Weather Report, the Isley Brothers, and Stevie Wonder's Talking Book. In a 2000 interview with BBC's Hard Talk, Gil Scott Heron said of his approach, quote, my message was inspired by the people that preceded me. Langston Hughes and people of that nature always felt as though humor was the best way to get people to see your point of view. We have more in common with people from outside our community than we do that should separate us. If you constantly accent the differences as opposed to the common problems we have that we still need to solve, then anger will come from that, end quote. Well said. Here's Scott Heron using his humor with Sex Education Ghetto Style.
This is called Sex Education Ghetto Style. I was doing it when I was a colored boy of 8 or 9 or 10. I had never heard of Sigmund Freud, but hell, I was doing it then. I was doing it in my teenage years when I was running the ghetto streets. Now, I had never seen me no inkblot test, but it still felt good to me. I was doing it when I arrived in college, searching for my degree. But Lord knows a degree wasn't all I got, and that's the way it's supposed to be. I hope that when I have kids of my own, they really don't get shook when I tell them that there are things they got to learn that can't be found in books.
Dear President Nixon, I am writing you this here letter as a result of waking up this morning hungover and left by my wife, who said, "Dear X, as in husband, I am at my mama's. Come and get me if you dare." Now, Mr. President, I consider myself a victim of the Vietnam War. When I entered the living room this morning at about 4 a.m., that is the living room we call the demilitarized zone, my wife was standing there with rollers in her hair and a rolling pin in her hand. I went into a preventive reaction strike, striking her before she could strike me. I then checked her in to the Latrine Hotel and locked the door. When I woke up this morning, though, she was gone. Now, Mr. President, I ask this favor. Don't publicize your next war, because when we employ your strategy, we also employ your artificialness. Yours truly, George Washington Brown, Esquire.
Pretty Purdy and the Playboys with Artificialness featuring Gil Scott-Heron. Purdy was the drummer on Scott Heron's three Flying Dutchman releases. Gil Scott-Heron stopped recording in 1984 after being dropped by Arista Records. He continued to perform, however, and even reemerged briefly on TVT Records in the early 90s with the song Message for the Messengers, which was aimed at the young rappers of a genre he helped create. Unfortunately, Gil Scott-Heron has been in and out of prison since 2001 on charges of cocaine possession. While out of jail in 2000, he was featured on the track First in Flight on the album Blazing Arrow by rapper Blackalicious. As a testament to the kind of impact that Gil Scott-Heron has had, he has been sampled and referenced in an amazing amount of recordings, including recordings by Kanye West, Common, The Lost Poets, The Disposable Heroes of Hypocrisy, Talib Kweli, Public Enemy, Wu-Tang Clan, KRS-One, and many more. So here's Blackalicious with First in Flight featuring Gil Scott-Heron.
First in flight. First in flight. in the wind of the night. Like a 747 to LA up in flight. Free, like a garden flourishing in the wind. Like a student about to do it when he's graduating. Free, from any other energy perception. Can never be defined, create the definition within. Free, just loving life himself and never pretend to be anything other than the man I was meant to be. Travel through time and get a glimpse of the centuries. To come a better day is promised, remember free. Like my nephew in a few months about to be out the penitentiary. Meditation, 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 meditation. About a reluctant mind, just put the pedal to the metal, see what you find. Your back is slouching over, won't you big up your spine? Let's make it really, really happen, live up this time. Cause you could choose to say good morning, God, a good God morning, with black clouds storming. I walk without umbrellas in any woods, don't need it cause the mighty trees above will shelter me good. I'm eating berries from the bushes of the heavenly goods. Upon the stage, the power came through us whenever we stood, reverberating out of reach in each and every hood, whenever we could. The spiritual anatomy fool, but never take the credit for it, because that'd be rude. It's just the way of life we searching for that had to be new. You gotta work it though, cause every day ain't Saturday, fool. Evolve into a better life and be happy with you, and you'll be. Like the sun up at the crack of the dawn, like a waking giant in the morning stretching and yawning. Rise, like an infant being held in the light, like the smoke from an incense when it's ignited. Rise, if you're sleeping, won't you open your eyes again? The greatest high be that natural high within. No need to force enough progression, just ride the wind. Reveal the answer to the where and the why and when. If you keep working for your search, you will find the end. Though at the end, you'll find it only begins again. See, at the end, you see it only begins again. And everything you learn, you only remember it. Cause you're
good.
Shine, meet your goal, believe. Spread that kind of love. Take some time off the lonely street. Let your mind and your soul be free. Work the shine, meet your goal, believe. Spread that kind of love. Take some time off the lonely.
Cause all we got is rhythm and time. We go beyond the edge of the sky. Cause all we got is rhythm and time. We go beyond the edge of the sky. Cause all we got is rhythm and time. We go beyond the edge of the sky.
Gil Scott-Heron has said in several interviews that his initial intentions were to be a poet and a novelist, and that he always thought his music career would be short-lived. As he said in a 2000 interview with Brooklyn Rail, quote, "I was writing some songs that other people could use." Well, many did use his songs, and very early at that. LaBelle, an R&B and soul group led by Patti LaBelle, covered The Revolution Will Not Be Televised in 1973. Also, Esther Phillips covered Home Is Where the Hatred Is from her Grammy-nominated 1972 album, From a Whisper to a Scream. She lost to Aretha Franklin that year, and as the story goes, Aretha actually presented the trophy to Esther Phillips, saying she deserved to win it. We will close the show with those two songs. Thank you for joining us here on Connecting the Notes as we listen to the music of Gil Scott-Heron. If you'd like to get in touch with me, please email me at connectingthenotes@yahoo.com. Also visit our website, connectingthenotes.com, for a full set list, and you can listen to the show in about 24 hours or so. Next week, we will be looking at Billy Childish, and make sure you stick around for Poison Ivy of the Mind. Thank you, and good night.
walking through the twilight. I'm on my way home. I left 3 days ago, but no one seems to know I'm gone. Home is where the hatred is. Home is filled with pain. And it may not be such a bad idea if I never went home. Stand as far away from me as you can and ask me why. Hang on to your rosary beads, close your eyes and watch me die. You keep saying kick it, quit it, Lord, but did you ever try? Sick soul inside out, so that the world can watch you die. Home is where I live inside, white powder dream. Was once an empty vacuum that's filled now with my silent screams. Home is where the needle marks try to heal my broken heart. It might not be such a bad idea if I never went home. Stand as far away. Close your eyes, watch me die. You keep saying kick it, quit it, Lord, but did you ever try to turn your sick soul inside out so that the world. Say kick it, you keep saying quit it. Did you ever try? Turn your sick soul inside out so the world can watch you die.
Ooh, ooh, there's something Right now, right now, right now, right now.